Hello, world. I'm Greg Patton. Stand by for news. Wanting to share with you once again how important Christian radio is. Many of you listen to Hello World via the internet. You do the podcast and you listen to it every day on your way to work, during your lunch hour, on your way home from work. We are very grateful. And we're certainly grateful here at Greg Patton Ministries for W8CB carrying the broadcast now for these last few years. Hello World, big program in the Tri-City areas, and we again thank you, my friend, and folks like the Lomans and the Sullins in Virginia, and of course John and John in Tennessee, you know who you are, and givers of the year for 2023, Gary and Jackie, oh boy. Helpful to Greg Patton Ministries and Hello World by financial support every month, thank you. Join us on Facebook, my friend. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. Pray for us, and if the Lord leads, you too can be a regular supporter of Greg Patton Ministries.
Thank you very much. What in the world is going on? Well, I've said for the last couple of years, as we get down to the end times, as you and I know it, there'll be an increase in demonic activity in so many ways. One of those things that's compelling a lot of interest right now is UFOs. Unidentified flying objects. Everybody told you about Tucker Carlson on the Joe Rogan program saying, yep, demons, that's what those UFOs are, demons. Now, a U.S. congressman said he believes there is a government UFO cover-up, and it's being fed with what he characterized as diversion tactics and stonewalling while millions of dollars seemingly vanish into a black hole somewhere. Representative Tim Burchett, Tennessee, who's been a leading voice trying to get to the bottom of the UFOs, expressed his frustration with the government on this topic in an interview with Fox. I think it was a cover-up. I mean, it's a cover-up when you release a file and it's just halfway blacked out. And there's a cover-up when one group says one federal authority says something exists, and then another federal authority said it doesn't. That is what's called a cover-up. As always, we ask the question, what do you think? Hey, maybe you'll get an answer if you come to Cincinnati, Ohio. What's that going to be? June 7th and 8th. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, a live event, and one of those topics gonna be UFOs, brand new from Southwest Radio Church, held at the Marriott Cincinnati, Ohio Airport. Mysteries of the Bible Verse, 2024, Cincinnati, Ohio. Oh, you gotta come. I can't wait to see you there. It's evil. It's demonic. A lot of Republican senators urging fake President Joe Biden to mobilize the National Guard for what? To protect Jewish college students. It's getting a little bit worse every day. And somehow those that are standing up for Palestine, the Palestinian, everything going on there in Gaza, they say they are the one. We are being targeted by these Jewish people. What and where is my gun? Come on, Sleepy Joe, you can't do it. Fake President Joe Biden's latest gaffe had conservative commentators giddish, admitting for maybe the first time, we really agree with this guy. Biden spoke at a Tampa campaign rally yesterday that focused on the state's 6-week abortion ban set to go into effect May the 1st, and during that rally, he made a lot of references to President Trump as an opponent of abortion rights for women. However, during his comments, Biden made what many considered to be the big mistake. I don't know why we're surprised by Trump, he said. How many times does he have to prove we can't be trusted? Said Biden. What a buffoon. Well, something like this will change your day. A Florida man being hailed as a hero today after using his pickup truck to run over an alligator that was dragging his neighbor into a pond. Walter Rudder said he was driving his truck when he saw his friend and neighbor Rick Fingerett being attacked by an alligator in Naples, Florida. Driving, and we saw a man lying on the ground waving his arms. We pulled over, got out of the car, saw an alligator, had him by the leg, was dragging him into a pond. Rudder says his friend, who is 67, begged him to run over the alligator in hopes it would release his leg. It worked. I'm sure you heard all the news about Tesla. Elon Musk, toast of Wall Street, not working well. Sales way down. Company also delivered about 4,000 cyber trucks, all of which were recalled due to issues in the vehicle's accelerator pedal. Electric vehicles. What a mess. What nonsensical mess that is. Ticky-tocky, heading to Biden's desk, says he's going to sign it. The Senate passed a long-awaited $95 billion foreign aid package, sending military assistance to Ukraine and Israel and Taiwan. But in there is a banning of TikTok. The 150 million people using that thing, I wonder what's going to happen. He says he'll sign the bill into law today and give an address to the American public on the whole thing. Uh-huh. I wonder what goofs he'll make with this one. Key operative word here, incompetence. No, we're not talking about Biden. We're talking about the Dali container ship that brought down the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The city of Baltimore says incompetence. That's how the crew of the Dali container ship is looked at in a new lawsuit against the owner of that vessel, crashed into the bridge. The city alleged that the crew decided to leave port despite knowing that the Dali wasn't fit to sail. And there you go.
So what did mom and dad, wait a minute, grandpa, maybe great-grandparents experienced? Next on Hello World, don't go away. Think about this one. Everyone's life, your life, makes a statement. Perhaps you've never looked at your routine in life as anything more than merely traveling back and forth to work and accomplishing all those little daily things. If so, you might wonder what message this could possibly broadcast to the people that are around you. And here it is. The truth that every one of us communicates to others through our character and our actions and certainly our words. Be careful. The believer's life should be an expression of glory to God while conveying to onlookers all around the vital importance of divine truth. Wherever we are, the light of Jesus Christ should shine brightly through all of us so that he's evident in a dark old world. And remember, the strength of our life message is directly related to the depth of our relationship to God. My friend, our lives are opportunities for those around us to see the Lord Jesus Christ in action as we serve others or as we reveal peacefulness of trust, even during tough times, just like now. So consider, I guess, for a small amount of perspective at this very moment, let's say you were born in 1900, about the time my parents were born. When you are 14, World War I starts and ends on your 18th birthday with 22 million people killed. Later in the year, a Spanish flu epidemic hits and runs until you're, what, 20? 50 million people die from it in those 2 years. 50 million people. Spanish flu. Getting the numbers here? When you're 29, the Great Depression begins. Unemployment hits 25%. Global GDP drops 27%. That runs until you're 33 years old. The country nearly collapses along with the world economy. And when you turn 39, World War II starts. You aren't even over the hill yet. When you're 41, the United States is fully into World War II. Between your 39th and your 45th birthday, 75 million people perish in that war, and the Holocaust kills 6 million people. At 50, the Korean War starts, and 5 million perish. At 55, the Vietnam War begins, and it doesn't end for 20 years. 4 million people die in that conflict. Approaching your 62nd birthday, you have the Cuban Missile Crisis, a tipping point in the Cold War. Life on our planet as we know it could well have ended then. Great leaders prevented that from happening. As you turn 75, the Vietnam War ends. Amen? Think of everyone on the planet born in 1900. How do you survive that? A kid in 1985 didn't think their 85-year-old grandparent understood how hard it was just to go to school. Yet those grandparents, and now great-grandparents, survived through everything listed above. You know, perspective is an amazing art, isn't it? Let's be smart. Let's help each other out a little bit. And let's think about all that's happening in the world today. Take a look at the history books. One question that comes up is this the end? Are we seeing the beginning of the end? That's one thing we've been praying about, huh? The return of Jesus Christ on this old earth. What's tomorrow hold? Are you worrying? The Bible says that's a sin. Don't do it, my friend. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path always. We are blessed in America. We've been spoiled rotten, but we are really blessed in America. Think about it.
I think this one makes me nervous, having spent a lifetime in radio and television using this voice in so many ways. You know, it now appears that AI, artificial intelligence, can make anyone say anything. Literally, anyone. Literally, anything. And the proof is in the Mona Lisa rapping. All that's required is a still image of a face, a recording of words, singing, anything, and the new software program. I mean, it's just unbelievable. A report out today by CNN detailed one of the recent advances in computer tech with Microsoft codes able to take a still image of a face and an audio clip of someone speaking and automatically create a realistic-looking video of that person actually speaking. So how in the world would you know whether it's the real thing or not? And they can use this in so many ways on the phone, emergencies. I mean, the evil possibilities are just endless. So what was it? On Monday, I told you they're going to do housing for the homeless in California, and each apartment cost $1 million. Well, the mythical San Francisco public toilet now has finally opened, and it only costs $200,000. It's not the $1.7 million that people were outraged about. Only $200,000. Where is my... Oh, never mind. The Supreme Court appears likely to side with Starbucks over the National Labor Relations Board in the case about fired union activist. The FAA investigating a near miss involving a Swiss Airjet on a runway at JFK Airport in New York. Wow. So they're doing it because they want to help you. We have a Dollar General two blocks from our house. Surprise, surprise, when all the self-checkouts have disappeared and there are people back at the counter ready to check you out. When I ask about that one, guess what? Walmart, they're doing more and more, stopping the checkouts, not because it's an inconvenience to you, because they're being robbed blind. That's why. Yeah, how long ago was it I told you this thing wasn't going to work very well? Oh, at least a couple of years ago. Boy, oh boy. Hey, this had to be one of those getaway moments when Democratic Senator Nicole Mitchell had been arrested and charged for burglary after being found in a home in Detroit Lakes, Minnesota. What in the world was she doing? Oh, you never know. And finally, for this Wednesday, what did you get out of the Word today? What did God talk to you about? Read your Bible. Pray. It's a necessity. Where is my Bible? Life 101, right after this important message.
Just joined us. It's Hello World. News, information, and comment from a Christian perspective from this preacher in Indiana. Been at the same church 32 years sharing the Word, and longer than that doing radio and television news. It's a thrill to be here. I so appreciate you joining us each day at this time. We're honored by your presence. Hey, join me on Facebook, North, South, East, and West, California to New York, up into Canada and down to Florida. People are a part of Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. It is so good to hear from you. Your thoughts, your ideas, like some of the stuff nonsense right here on Facebook. Greg, G-R-E-G, Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N. I really love being with you each day at this time. Thank you so much for supporting Hello World and this Christian radio station. And those of you on the internet, thank you for listening to our podcast each day.
And by the way, have you downloaded the app, whcbradio.org? You can get all the information there as usual. And for those of you that are here every day at this time, supporting us, sometimes listening to the program twice a day, you know what I'm going to say. I think I love you.
Are you an emotional person? I really am. I can seldom get through a message once or twice during that message of crying someplace. I've thought about this so many times. Our emotions exert a really powerful influence over our lives, do they not? We hear about people being ruled by their emotions, caught up in their emotions, and even, lost in our emotions. Sometimes our emotional drives can be healthy, such as a new husband's loving desire to care for and protect his wife. Other times, however, our emotions take a really negative turn, and they work against our lives of faith and usefulness in the kingdom of Almighty God. When we talk about emotions, we've got to realize that we do have a choice in life. Either our emotions will be in control of us, or we're going to be in control of them. When we allow ourselves to be governed by our emotions, the results will be painful and sometimes devastating to our lives. Negative emotions place us in bondage. Bondage to anger, bondage to fear, bondage to resentment, hostility, lust, of course. How about jealousy, uncertainty, unforgiveness? That's just a few when we talk about emotions. The heartbreaking fact is that most people are never even aware that they've been enslaved by this feeling or feelings in their life. The truth is, if emotions were visible, you would see people walking around with a tremendous amount of baggage being strapped to their backs. This baggage weighs heavily on their hearts, leaving them frustrated, stealing joy, peace, contentment from their lives. No Christian wants that. Not realizing the damage that is being done here, many people continue to go about their daily life with this emotional baggage firmly attached to their backs. And, over time, these destructive feelings can become rooted in their personalities. If, for example, you lovingly stepped in and tried to relieve some of their load, they may feel as though a part of themselves were just missing. You stole something from them. If they've lived with unforgiveness or anger or maybe bitterness for a long period of time, they may simply not know how to live without these things in their life. Therefore, they continue on in their lives of bondage. Obviously, this is not the life that God wants for us. He created us to exist for joy and contentment, even in the midst of all kinds of trouble, adversity, trial. Bondage of any kind is contrary to His perfect will for your life. I think it says in John 8:36, proclaiming, if the Son makes you free, Son, S-O-N, if the Son makes you free, you're going to be free indeed. Likewise, the Apostle Paul instructs, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Therefore, keep standing firm and do not be subject again to the yoke of slavery. So God doesn't want it for your life. That's Galatians 5:1, by the way. Our emotions are a beautiful gift from the Lord Jesus Christ. However, because we live in a sinful world, that gift can be misused and abused as we interact with others. It is my prayer that you begin to see the beauty of your God-given emotions as you learn to set down that unhealthy baggage of negative feelings in your life. Let me say this. Unfortunately, emotions are often seen in a negative light. Sure they are. This is certainly not surprising, considering the pain and the anguish brought on by feelings that you have doubt, that you fear, lust and jealousy, hostility. When we allow our emotions to really take control, you're in big trouble, my friend. However, God did not intend for us to be governed by this. He gave them to us to enrich our lives. And while negative emotions tear you down, positive ones work to energize your life, give you strength, enable you to do whatever God has called you to do in this old world. When thinking about the amazing impact of positive emotions, I'm almost drawn to the life-changing feeling of godly confidence, which empowers us to face life with a rock-solid faith in Almighty God. He is in control, is He not? Confidence is a bold belief that drives out fear, drives out doubt and anxiety. And once that worry has been removed from your life, what's left? An unshakable sense of assurance. That's what's left. Is this the quality that enables us to weather the storms? Absolutely. Bring it on, tornadoes, hurricanes of life's troubles. because we know our firm foundation of Jesus Christ cannot and will not ever be shaken. The Apostle Paul is a wonderful example of someone who forged through life with an unwavering faith in God's ability to overcome any trouble, any obstacle in my way. God can take care of that. This was a man who underwent many, many trying times, did he not? He regularly faced imprisonment, persecution, endless travels, public debates, personal insults. Oh, it all came Paul's way. However, throughout it all, Paul held tightly to a lesson learned through faith and experience. What was that? He explains it there in Philippians 4, 11 and 12. He said, I have learned to be content. Have you learned that? I have learned to be content in whatever circumstances I'm in. I know how to get along with humble means, and I also know how to live in prosperity in any and every circumstance. What? Any and every circumstance. I've learned the secret of being filled and going hungry, both of having abundance and suffering need. He continues in verse 13 with the cornerstone of this confidence, and I'm sure you've memorized this or you have applied this verse, said it many times. I can do all things through Him, that's Jesus Christ, who strengthens me. Wow, what a bold statement. How is it that Paul, who, by the way, wrote the letter to the Philippians from a Roman prison cell in the worst of conditions, how did he have the audacity to claim to have the ability to do all things? He doesn't say that he has the ability to do absolutely anything he wants to do in life. That's not what it says. And also, he does not say that God has given him full authority to decide what should and should not be done. Oh, no. Paul never separates what he can do from his relationship with God. Instead, he means, I can do, and God will enable me to do. I can work, and God will enable me to work. I can speak, and God will enable me to speak. Whatever God led Paul to do, he knew that God would also empower him to do it. So Paul would never say, I can handle whatever comes up. Nope, didn't say that. Instead, he says, I can do all things through Him who strengthens me. And God intends for every one of His children, you, to approach life with this same confidence. Aren't you glad you're saved today? Aren't you glad that God is in control? Aren't you glad that God can do all things and you can do it through Jesus Christ? To God be the glory. Give Him all the praise and all the honor, my friend.
So what happened? The rabbi and the priest get in a car crash. It's a bad one. Both are unhurt. After they crawl out of their cars, the rabbi sees the priest's collar. You're a priest. I'm a rabbi. Look at our cars. Nothing left, but we're unhurt. God must have meant that we should meet and be friends and live together the rest of our days. The priest says, I agree with you completely. Must be a sign of God. The rabbi continues, and look at this. Here's another miracle. My car completely demolished, and this bottle of wine didn't break. Surely God wants us to drink this wine and celebrate our good fortune. He hands the bottle to the priest. The priest agrees, takes a few swigs, and hands it back. The rabbi takes the bottle, puts the cap on it, hands it back to the priest. The priest says, aren't you having any of this? The rabbi replies, no. I think I'll just wait for the police. We're going to be friends forever.
I'm done. Have a say for another day. Thanks so much for being here. Facebook, yes, you. I'm looking for your name. I don't see it. Greg, get in touch. Greg, Jerry G. Patton, P-A-T-T-E-N, not O-N-E-N. Thank you so very, very much. And a big thank you again to this Christian radio station for carrying the broadcast. Want to hear a past program? WHCBRadio.org. You can just follow the links there. Get in touch. And that's the way it is Wednesday. It's April the 24th, 2024. I am Greg Patton. God bless. You have yourself one fantastic day. Thanks for being here. We're honored.